Never mind, Clickety Clack. Now, don't be frightened and run away. Remember, we'll have to all stay together. We'll have to all stay together.
President Pip, are you sure you want to go ahead? They haven't seen us yet.
I know they haven't seen us yet, but they're going to. See, there sits the King of the Gnomes on his throne, down there at the end of the throne room. Isn't it a beautiful room?
It surely is, President Pip.
He's the King of the Gnomes, and here he lives under the air castle in the ground. And he's more powerful than I am.
Well, President Pip, what does it matter, so long as he doesn't bother us up above?
Well, the only thing is, I'd like to feel free to dig some tunnels down here. And every time I've started in the past few years to dig a tunnel, I no sooner get it going pretty good than I run into one of his tunnels. And then I take my little workmen prisoner and make them work in the mines.
Make them work in the mines?
Yes. Look, fine, then we can get a little closer and they won't see us. See the old Gnome King? Goodness me. One time when I was talking to him, I said, well, you... What do you think you're doing down here? And he says, well, what do you think you're doing down here? This is my kingdom. You may be the president upstairs, but I'm the king down here. And I says, well, all right. How would you like to let me have a crimson crystal, I asked him one day.
What did he say, President Pip?
He says, what do you want it for? Can you imagine? And I told him, I says, well, I don't have to tell you what I want it for, surely. He says, yes, you do. You have to tell me what you want the crimson crystal for, or you can't have it. I have quite a few of them here, but I certainly will not give you any crimson crystal unless you tell me what you're going to do with it.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, naturally, I had to be dignified, and I couldn't afford to let him embarrass me that way, me being the president. So I just had to give it up, and I have an invention of my own that if I could get a good crimson crystal, I could certainly have a wonderful, wonderful invention. And see all those little people? I think the Gnome King is going to speak. Let's get back to this great big stone here.
Come on, Clickety Clack. Come on, Bugler Murphy. President Pip, aren't you afraid the Slippery Elf has run down here to get us to follow him so that we might enter this Gnome King's palace and be trapped?
Well, see, he's just about to talk now. See, the Gnome King is just about to speak. Everybody's quiet.
My dear subjects, the mines are getting deeper and deeper and deeper. I am the King of the Gnomes, and I want you to know that we have all the jewels in the land of make-believe.
Yeah, they haven't quite all the jewels. If he ever had nerve enough to come upstairs into the air castle, he'd see more jewels than he ever heard of, except, I mean, all cut and polished.
Yes, President Pip, you mean the crown jewels that belong to the air castle?
Yes, but he has the jewels before they're cut and polished, you see. That's why he's talking that way.
We hope to find the magic crystal. The magic crimson crystal, and if we are able to dig it up out of the ground, we will then take possession of the air castle up above.
They seem to think that's quite an idea. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin will they do anything like that. That's what the little pig said when the wolf huffed and puffed and tried to blow his house in. And that's what President Pip is saying now.
Do I see strangers in here?
Well, President Pip, I think he sees us.
All those little elves are beginning... Those little gnomes are beginning to look around for us. Well, what do we do, Story Man? Clickety-clack, don't make any noise. Bugler Murphy!
I hear a voice. Look for them. Look for them. There are strangers in the throne room. There are strangers in the throne room.
Oh, they're going to find us, Story Man.
Be brave, President Pip. That's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Hemo. They're going to take us prisoner. Don't take that little wooden man. Don't take that little wooden man. Hands off of him. Hands off of Bugler Murphy, too.
I think perhaps we better go.
Don't let them go. Bring them up here.
Well, we're caught, Story Man. We're caught. All right. I'll just... Might as well talk to him now as any time. Please don't hurt the little wooden man, whatever you do. They just come with us. They just came with us, and they don't know anything about this at all.
So here you are.
Yes, so here we are.
I thought I told you to never come back down here.
Well, that's what I thought you thought. But you know what I think?
It doesn't make any difference what you think.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. I'm the president.
And I'm the king.
Well, but I'm the president of the whole land of make-believe. And I'm going to issue a proclamation right now. All of the tunnels and mines under the air castle belong to me.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll just have to teach you a lesson. All you little gnomes, are you with me?
Well, are any of you gnomes with me? Well, that doesn't look very good for me. Down here, but just the same. Now, what are you going to do with us now that you've got us? Don't laugh that way. You make Bill Glamurphy cry.
Don't cry, Bugler Murphy. Everything will be all right.
Take them to the mines. Take them to the mines and make them work.
Ah, make us work? You mean with picks and shovels? Like the little gnomes?
Ah, certainly. You are no better than the gnomes to me. I'll teach you, President Pip, how to come into my kingdom and try to run things. Take them away. Take them away.
Here, don't pull my beard. You just turn loose of my beard there.
Please don't be cruel to President Pip.
Here. Ah, that's better. Sometimes I wish I never wore a beard. That's what I wish. But goodness knows what would happen if I didn't wear it. They probably would treat me worse. Oh, don't take us in there. Don't take us in there.
Oh, what a dark place, President Pip. That must be the entrance to the mine.
That's what it is. That's what it's the entrance to the mine. These two little wooden men can't work. They can't dig and things.
Get to work there now.
All right. All right. I'll start working. Oh, this is hard ground, Story Man.
Guess that's the only thing we can do.
Who ever thought that Aloysius Rumpelton McPip would have a pick in his hand and be digging in the ground for the Gnome King? Nothing more embarrassing than to be embarrassed. Goodness me. Here I'm getting mud on my tuxedo. It's the only tuxedo of its kind in the world, too. Oh, my, I'm getting blisters on my hands. Clickety-quack. Never mind, clickety-quack. You don't have to work. You don't have to work. I'll do the work.
Well, I'm helping President Pip. Let me have that bigger shovel.
All right. Goodness me. See, there's some other gnomes working up there further.
Other gnomes?
See, that's just it. I got to thinking I was a gnome for a minute because, see, that's what he wants to do. He wants to humiliate the president. Oh, Story Man, what's this? Look. Oh, my eyes.
President Pip, I believe it's the Crimson Crystal.
What?
I think it's the Crimson Crystal.
You do? Oh, if it is, it's the most powerful thing. It's the magic crystal, just what I've been looking for. Oh, Story Man.
President Pip, why don't you use your magic ring? Take the Crimson Crystal, it really belongs to us anyway. And use the magic ring and we'll all go back to the tower room.
That's just what they'll do. I forgot about my magic ring. Goodness me, how often it is true that we forget what powers we really have. Oh, goodness me. All right, I'm so excited I hardly know what to do. Now I can finish my wonderful invention. Oh, hold hands, everybody. That's the way. All right, come on now. One for the money, two for the show, three to make money, and four to go.
President Pip, it worked. Look in your pocket, quickly. Is the Crimson Crystal still there?
Here it is. Oh, goodness me. When I take my handkerchief, and I'll have to brush off the mud off of it. Oh, Story Man, did you ever see anything so bright and shiny in all your life? Oh, just see it, Story Man.
Oh, it's magnificent, President Pip.
I'm going to hurry right down to my workshop. Quickie the clock, you stay here with the Story Man. Goodness me.
It's nearly time for me to be going, President Pip. Oh, I'm so glad you were able to get the Crimson Crystal.
It's an ill wind that blows nobody any good. Goodness me, the Slippery Elf did us a favor and didn't even know it.
Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy seem to be a little bit sleepy.
Well, Story Man, you sing them a little song, and maybe they'll go to sleep, and I'll see you next time you come back.
All right, President Pip. Sleepy Clickety Clack? Lumberland calls to you. See the stars peeking through. Hear the dream bells tinkle. Take a trip with Rip Van Winkle. Hand in hand to Slumberland. Riggity Clack and Bugler Murphy are asleep. I hope they have pleasant dreams. And I hope all of the children have pleasant dreams. Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.